Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Blue Water Logistics Limited Q1 FY27 earnings conference call hosted by XB4 Advisory. As a reminder, all participant lines will remain in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal the operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone telephone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I will now hand the conference over to Mr. Agam Shah from XB4 Advisory for opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Q1 FY27 earnings conference call of Blue Water Logistics Limited. Today, on this call, we have with us Mr. Lalit Panda, Managing Director of Blue Water Logistics Limited, and Mr. Praveen Kundar, who is the Chief Financial Officer of Blue Water Logistics Limited. This conference call may contain a few forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on beliefs, opinions, and expectations as of today. Actual results may differ. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties. With this, I now hand over the call to Mr. Lalit for his opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining us for Blue Water Logistics Limited Q1 FY27 earnings conference call. We have made an exceptional start to FY27, building strongly on the momentum achieved during FY26 and delivering robust performance. One second, sorry. In the very first quarter, during Q1 FY27, Blue Water Logistics recorded revenue from operations of 211 crores, representing nearly 55% of the revenue achieved during the entire FY26. This performance reflects the scale at which our business is now operating, establishing a stronger base from which we expect to build further growth in the coming quarters. We have seen a significant improvement in business volumes across our operations, with strong growth across all major segments. Ocean freight volume increased to 5,757 TEUs in Q1 FY27, up 264% year-on-year and 29% over Q4 FY26, while NVOCC volume grew to 1,313 TEUs, up 119% year-on-year and 14% subsequently. Our air freight business also continued its strong momentum, with volumes reaching 930 tons, representing a 520% year-on-year increase and 24% growth over Q4 FY26. This growth has been supported by higher business from existing customers, as well as the addition of new customers such as Gujarat Ambuja Cement, HFCL Limited, Mukund Steel, Toshiba, and many more. The consistent expansion of our branch network over the last few quarters has also started yielding meaningful results by strengthening our presence across key markets and generating incremental business volume. These trends clearly demonstrate that our strong performance is backed by substantial underlying volume growth and reflect how the investments made over the past few years are translating into a larger and stronger operating base. This strong start to FY27 gives us confidence in the growth trajectory of the business. Based on the visibility we have from our existing customer relationships, growing business volumes, expanding networks, and new growth initiatives, we remain confident of carrying this momentum into the upcoming quarters and delivering substantial and profitable growth during FY27 and beyond. For the benefit of our new investors and participants joining us for the first time, I would now like to briefly introduce Blue Water Logistics and the platform we have built over the years. Since our inception in 2010, Blue Water Logistics has remained focused on building an integrated logistics platform capable of offering seamless end-to-end logistics supply solutions across multiple transportation modes. Over the years, we have consistently strengthened our capabilities, expanded our geographic footprint, and diversified our service offerings, enabling us to emerge as a trusted multimodal logistics partner for customers across industries. Today, we operate through an expanding domestic branch network covering key commercial centers such as Hyderabad, Chennai, Delhi, Jaipur, Visakhapatnam, Bengaluru, Mumbai, Gandhidham, Ahmedabad, and Tada Mandal. While our strengthening our international presence through Dubai and an extensive partner network spanning over 28 countries, our integrated service portfolio includes ocean freight, NVOCC, and ISO 10 container logistics, air freight, custom clearance, road transport, railway freight, and other value-added logistics services, allowing customers to meet their complete supply chain requirements through a single platform. A significant pillar of our competitive strength continues to be our growing asset base. As of quarter 1, FY27, our fleet comprises more than 1708 ISO 10 containers and over 100 container trailers, providing us with greater operational control, enhanced service reliability, and the ability to efficiently cater to specialized liquid cargo as well as domestic transportation requirement. Over the years, we have built enduring relationships with leading domestic corporates and multinational companies operating across sectors such as chemicals, pharmaceuticals, textiles, confectionery, engineering, and industrial manufacturing. Our emphasis on service quality, operational excellence, compliance, and timely execution has enabled us to build a diversified customer base with high repeat business and long-standing commercial relationships. Our ocean freight business continues to be the cornerstone of our operations, contributing over 70% of our quarter 1 FY27 revenue. Backed by strong relationships with leading global shipping lines and steadily expanding customer base, the performance of this segment during the quarter was supported not only by the prevailing freight environment, but also by healthy growth in cargo volumes, reflecting increased business activity across our customer base. Another key highlight of the quarter has been the continued momentum in our air freight business, which contributed over 21% of our total revenue. The increasing contribution from this segment reflects the success of our strategic airline partnerships, stronger customer adoption, and our ability to capitalize on growing demand for time-sensitive logistics solutions. We believe air freight can continue to play an important role in diversifying our revenue mix and supporting the next phase of growth. Our NVOCC business continues to strengthen its position. While surface freight and railway freight, custom clearance, and other integrated logistics offerings complement our end-to-end service portfolio, this diversified service mix enables us to address a wider share of our customers. Logistics requirements deepen existing relationships and create multiple avenues for substantial growth. One of our key strengths continues to be the quality of our customer portfolio. Our clientele comprises established corporates with recurring logistics requirements and long-term business relationships. This diversified customer mix not only provides greater revenue visibility, but also enables us to maintain healthy operational efficiencies, better realizations, and disciplined working capital management. Looking ahead, we are focused on expanding our international footprint across key global trade corridors, with a particular emphasis on Indonesia, Vietnam, Malaysia, Thailand, and China. These markets represent fast-growing manufacturing and trade hubs that offer significant opportunities for Indian freight forwarding and integrated logistics providers. We also remain committed to strengthening our air freight business through additional airline partnerships and enhanced network connectivity. At the same time, we are progressing with our plans to diversify into dry container logistics and project cargo, further broadening our service portfolio and creating new avenues for long-term growth. Alongside these initiatives, we will continue to expand our asset base in a disciplined manner to improve fleet utilization, enhance operational efficiencies, and strengthen execution capabilities. We also remain focused on deepening relationships with our existing customers while adding new corporate clients across diverse industry verticals, supporting sustainable growth and long-term value creation for all our stakeholders. This strong performance in quarter 1 for year 27 has reinforced our confidence in the direction in which the business is progressing. The combination of growing volumes, deeper customer relationship, and expanding international network, increasing contribution from air freight, diversification into new service area, and continued investments in our asset base provides us with multiple growth levels. I would now like to hand over the call to our CFO, Mr. Praveen Kundar, who will now take you through the financial performance of the quarter ended 30th June 2026. Over to you, Praveen.
Thank you, sir. Good morning, everyone. During quarter 1 FY27, the company delivered an exceptional operational and financial performance, with their revenue from operations increasing by 315.4% year-on-year to 211.2 crores as compared to 50.9 crores in quarter 1 of FY26. EBITDA for the quarter stood at 23.6 crores, reflecting a robust 259.6% year-on-year growth over the corresponding quarter last year. EBITDA margin stood at 11.2% during the quarter. Profit after tax increased by 295.9% year-on-year to 14 crores, compared to 3.5 crores in the same period last year. PAT margin stood at 6.6% for the quarter. This strong performance underscores the resilience of our business and our ability to execute consistently in a dynamic market environment. Healthy demand across our logistics verticals, the expansion of our operational footprint, continued investment in our asset base, and our focus on operational excellence have collectively contributed to this robust growth, positioning us well for the sustained long-term success. With that, I would like to open the floor for questions and answers.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use their handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We take the first question from the line of Priyansh Miri from NGP Family Office. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, wish you a very success for the current awesome business. Sir, my first question is, we see a significant jump in our Q1 number, especially in our ocean and air freight, right? Q1 being almost more than 50% of last FI semester, right? So, did we execute any large orders, sir, or... Also, is it going to be normalized for this current FI?
Thank you for asking the question. We have actually started a lot of new offices. Like we have started new branches in Mumbai. We have started Ahmedabad. We have started Indore branch and started Tada branch, Nellore branch. So there has been a lot of expansions in the last 6 months. So the expansions are now showing the results, and you can see the jump in the volume of shipments that we are doing. Like there is a jump of almost 30% in ocean compared to quarter 4, 26. And NBOCC also there is a good jump, and air also there is a significant jump. It is all because of the expansions that we are doing. And we are pretty confident that we will keep on the momentum.
Okay. Follow-up question, what is our current utilization of asset, and if you can also guide us, what should be our capex in terms of a new asset addition in current and next FY?
Yes. Asset utilization, we have two types of asset. One is NVOCC, ISO tank container, and second is the vehicles that we are holding and using for the export containers. For ISO tank containers, the utilization is almost 83 to 84%, which is very, very high compared to the market peers, because anything above 70% is very good in terms of NVOCC container utilization. And the vehicle utilization is more than 90%. We are always in short of vehicles, so we have to take vehicles from outside also in the market. And regarding CAPEX, we are expanding the NVOCC container requirements as it comes, but there is no investment for those because we are not purchasing on outright. We are mostly going for a purchase lease options, which is basically like a EMI. So we don't need to put any funds, any blockage for the containers. Only for the vehicles, it is again like we are already established in Hyderabad, Mumbai, Mundra, Delhi, Chennai for the vehicles. For any vehicle requirements for the other cities, say Bengaluru or maybe we'll be starting some new branches, then only it will be used. But we are not certain or even not sure how many vehicles we have to add. It will be all depending on the demand and supply.
Okay, understood. Sir, last question. If you assume this present quarter as a base year, what should be our guidance, sir? Normalized guidance for next, say, 1 or 2 years?
We are looking to continue and we are looking to replicate what we did last financial year.
Okay. Thank you, sir, for answering my question patiently. I will join back in.
Thank you.
We take the next question from the line of Vaibhav Loya from CFM. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thanks for the opportunity. So firstly, congratulations on the amazing technology. It's genuinely exceptional. And so my question is firstly, we saw a very massive jump in quarter one, like the last participant mentioned. So you said that it is a very normalized business, like we are continuing the momentum as of now. So like, can you please share what is the monthly revenue run rate as of now, like for the July end?
Thank you. Sorry, I could not clearly hear your question.
So what is the monthly revenue run rate as of July? Like, what is the revenue you are recognizing as of July around?
Pravin, can you please reply that?
Yeah, it's similar to the first quarter only. The average it comes around 70, so it may be, we will close it around 65-75.
So we can assume around 70 to 75, right?
Yeah, it's it.
Got it. And the H2 is supposed to be better than H1, like in the general scenario. So like, can we expect the same come going forward for this financial year?
No, actually what happened, in quarter one, we didn't have much challenges geographically. But in quarter two, like now there is little issue about the vessels and all. So that is a normal issue that everyone is facing because of the surge in exports in China. So it will be little topsy and turvy, but we will be continuing this similar momentum going ahead.
Got it. But my question was little different. Like in general scenario, the H2 is usually like 60% of the revenue and H1 is 40%. So like, can we expect the same split for this financial year?
Yeah, we can expect, but it's way too early to comment on that because it's quarter two just started, no? It's too early for us to clearly give a reply for that.
Okay, understood. And so secondly, we expected a little margin expansion for this financial year, but the operating profit margins have dipped a little compared to the June quarter, from 13% to 11%. So how do we see this going forward and what is the PAT margin that you would expect to achieve in this financial year and over the next 2 to 3 years?
So this financial year, we are very confident that we can repeat the numbers we have given last year. The jump and growth what we have given last year, we are very confident that we'll the PAT and everything will be similar way. And going forward, we are definitely thinking better and bigger.
Sir, can you quantify it if you don't mind, like in percentage terms, like goal to be like, what is the aspiration or like what is the guidance for the PAT percentage for this financial year and next financial year as well?
Yeah, this financial year, we are looking to continue the same momentum what we have given last year. And if you ask me exactly, then maybe end of quarter two or end of quarter three will be the right time to give you exact guidance.
Okay, understood. And thirdly, so one more thing is that what is the average debtors days as of now? Like, because we are expanding a lot and logistics is a working capital heavy business. So I understand that the cash flow is difficult to positive as of now, but what is the average debtors day as of now?
Yeah, as of now it is up to 75 to 90 days. Okay,
So it has reduced a bit compared to the previous quarters from 90 days to.
Yeah, up to 90 days, we cover up to 90 days with it.
Okay, thank you for answering my question. That's all the best for the future.
Thank you.
We take the next question from the line of Darshil Jhaveri from Crown Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thank you so much, sir. Firstly, congratulations on a really great set of results, sir. सर मेरे को ये जानना था कि अपना Q1 तो बहुत अच्छा गया है. आप बोल रहे हो कि ग्रोथ मोमेंटम कंटिन्यू करेंगे. एक्चुअली Q1 में ही 50% ऑफ लास्ट ईयर का रेवेन्यू हो गया है. सो अपन लास्ट ईयर से भी बेटर कर सकते हैं क्या? मतलब जो एवरेज रन रेट इज अराउंड 70-75 CR, राइट? अपन वी कैन गो बाय द एंड ऑफ Q4 अराउंड 300 crore अ क्वार्टर. If because the momentum is really strong sir in our hand and H2 is always better. So aapke kya comments rahega sir?
Thank you for asking the question. Dekhiye abhi future we cannot predict, but of course the quarter one is very good and we are looking to continue the momentum. We have started many new branches and internationally also we are expanding. So maybe we can continue the same momentum what you are seeing now. But definitely we were going to achieve our target of giving the same results, same growth that we have given last year, last financial year.
Okay, fair enough, sir. And sir, with regards to margin, so apne business mein, how is it like? Because 6.5% apan ne abhi kiya apna, itna bada growth hua last year se comparatively, to bhi margin similar hai, to kya apan margin expansion kaise ho sakta hai? Matlab more apan air freight kare, NVOCC kare, usse margin better hoga ki kaise hoga sir? Matlab agar margin trajectory has to go up, to drive kya karega usko sir?
देखिए हम लोग अभी ग्रोइंग कंपनी है, ठीक है? हम लोग बहुत सारा न्यू ब्रांचेस स्टार्ट कर रहे हैं. न्यू ब्रांचेस हम लोग एक्सपेक्ट नहीं कर सकते कि डे वन से वो लोग हमको प्रॉफिट दे देंगे या डे वन से भागने लगेंगे. ऑल्सो दी इंटरनेशनल ब्रांचेस भी हम लोग जो स्टार्ट कर रहे हैं ना, इंटरनेशनल ब्रांचेस ऑल्सो उनको थोड़ा टाइम लगेगा टू स्टार्ट ग्रोइंग बिजनेस एंड स्टार्ट जनरेटिंग प्रॉफिट आउट ऑफ द बिजनेस. तो अभी जो हम लोग जो एक्सपांशन कर रहे हैं, देयर इज लॉट ऑफ इन्वेस्टमेंट्स, लॉट ऑफ एनर्जी गोइंग इनटू दैट एक्सपांशन. इसके लिए आपको अभी जो प्रॉफिट रेशियो है ना, वो सिमिलर कंटिन्यू हो रहा है हमारा. बट एक बार ये जो एक्सपांशन हम लोग एक लिमिट में आ जाएंगे ना, देन यू विल सी द जंप इन द प्रॉफिट ऑल्सो इन फ्यूचर.
ओके फेयर एनफ. तो सर अपना क्या टारगेट रहेगा, मतलब इन टर्म्स ऑफ दिस ब्रांच एक्सपेंशन, मतलब इन टर्म्स ऑफ नंबर ऑफ, मतलब केपेक्स एग्जैक्टली कितना रहेगा, राइट? जो नए ब्रांचेस ओपन कर रहे हैं, आई एम अज्यूमिंग कि उनको भी एक दो साल मैच्योर होने में लगेगा, बट अगर आप कुछ बोल सकते हो कि कितने नए ब्रांचेस हैं और इतना केपेक्स अभी तक किया और आगे जाके हमारा ये प्लान है केपेक्स का इन टर्म्स ऑफ ब्रांचेस, अगर ये आप इन्फॉर्मेशन दे पाओगे सर.
देखिए अभी हम लोग तो इंडिया में ऑलमोस्ट एवरीवेयर एक्सपांड हो गए हैं. देयर कुछ जगह बाकी है, लाइक अभी हम लोग केरला में नहीं है, हम लोग कर्नाटका में, ऑफकोर्स बेंगलोर में है बट अदर साइड नहीं है, जैसे मंगलुरु में नहीं है, गोवा में नहीं है एंड कलकत्ता में नहीं है. मे बी इन फ्यूचर हम लोग ये सब ऑफिस ओपन करेंगे तो हमारा इंडिया ग्रोथ विल बी एज पर ब्रांचेस, जियोग्राफिकली इंडिया ग्रोथ विल बी डन एज पर दी ओपनिंग ब्रांचेस. उसमें खाली हमको बिजनेस में ग्रो करना है. बट यस, इंटरनेशनली अभी हम लोग खाली दुबई में है. हमारा टारगेट है टू स्टार्ट इंडोनेशिया, मलेशिया, थाईलैंड, वियतनाम, चाइना एंड ऑल. तो दैट इज द नेक्स्ट टारगेट इंटरनेशनल ग्रोथ। और कैपेक्स का अभी क्या होता है ना, हम लोग एक ऑफिस ओपन कर रहे हैं, वहां पे जो बिजनेस अवेलेबल है, जो रेट में अवेलेबल है, अभी हम लोग उसको रिसीव कर रहे हैं। अभी वहां पे कितना कैपेक्स लगेगा अभी हम लोग नहीं बता सकते हैं। वहां पे जो बिजनेस हमको मिल रहा है और जो जो स्ट्रेंथ है वहां के मार्केट में, उसके हिसाब से हमको वॉच करके वी हैव टू कीप ऑन वर्किंग ऑन द कैपेक्स।
ओके ओके फेयर इनफ सर। एंड सर लास्ट क्वेश्चन मेरे तरफ से, ये जो वॉर का सिचुएशन है उसके वजह से अपने को कोई बेनिफिट या कुछ हिंडरेंस आया है क्या? मतलब बिकॉज ये यार अपना सप्लाई चेन पूरा का पूरा ग्लोबली बिगड़ गया ना, तो क्या इसका इम्पैक्ट रह सकता है आपके हिसाब से, मतलब पॉजिटिव और नेगेटिव वट एवर इट इज देयर सर?
देखिए, वार जो है ना वो एक कॉन्फाइंड स्पेस में है, मेजरली जो है हॉर्मुज में है। हॉर्मुज इफेक्टेड कंट्रीज बहुत कम है, लाइक आपका ऑफकोर्स ईरान है, इराक है, देन पार्ट ऑफ यूएई है, पार्ट ऑफ सऊदी है, ठीक है। बट द बेटर थिंग क्या है, हॉर्मुज बंद होने के बाद भी जो उल्टा साइड है ना, उल्टा साइड ऑफ यूएई और दी अदर साइड ऑफ सऊदी, वो ओपन है। तो मोर और लेस वो ज्यादा कुछ इफेक्ट नहीं है वार का इन टर्म्स ऑफ एक्सपोर्ट्स और इम्पोर्ट्स वॉल्यूम्स। थोड़ा वॉल्यूम में थोड़ा डिप है, नो डाउट ऑन दैट, बट ज्यादा इम्पैक्ट नहीं है उस वार का।
ओके ओके फेयर इनफ सर, थैंक यू सो मच सर, ऑल द बेस्ट।
थैंक यू। Participants who wish to ask a question, please press star and one. We take the next question from the line of Sarang Joglekar from Vimana Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, Sarang, please go ahead.
Yeah. So, my question was on the question in the past 3 years. Working capital has significantly increased. Receivable days have gone from 7.
I do apologize to interrupt you, Sarang, but your audio is a bit low. Could you please use your handset and proceed with your question?
Yeah, just a sec. Yeah, am I audible now?
Yes, this is better.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so I wanted to understand on the working capital, it has increased from 70 to 134 days. So what is your target on that, and do you expect it to go down, because that is affecting your operating cash flows? So some color on that.
If you compare quarter four results, our turnover for quarter four was 138 crore, and the debtors were around 141 crore. So we are taking a 90 days credit period for the entire business. So it was hardly a 3 crore jump in the 90 days limit. And the quarter four payments are almost getting cleared. It's almost clear. So we don't have any much backlog. If you are seeing there is something beyond 90 days, it is hardly some few crores, not more than that.
Got it. Thank you.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Subhanu Bangal from Three Head Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hope I'm audible, sir. Good morning.
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Sir, I am very new in this business. I want to understand some basic business understanding. Like, as you mentioned, ki हम अभी ग्रोथ फेस में है, हमारा मार्जिन का गाइडेंस देना अभी ठीक नहीं है, बट हम जो फोर टाइप्स ऑफ सर्विस दे रहे हैं, इनमें से कौन सी सर्विस अगर इनमें से कौन सी सर्विस का मिक्स अगर बढ़े तो हमारा मार्जिन इंक्रीज होगा? फर्स्ट क्वेश्चन यही है।
देखिए, हम लोग कोई वन टाइप ऑफ सर्विस में डिपेंडेंट नहीं है। हम लोग शिपिंग इंडस्ट्री में जितना भी पॉसिबल सर्विस है, हम लोग ऑलमोस्ट एवरी सर्विस में हम लोग पार्टिसिपेट कर रहे हैं, ठीक है। हमारा जो ग्रोथ है ना, इट्स नॉट, ये कोई एक पर्टिकुलर सर्विस से नहीं आ रहा है। एयर में भी हम लोग ग्रो कर रहे हैं, सी में भी कर रहे हैं, एनबीओसीसी में कर रहे हैं, सरफेस ट्रांसपोर्ट में भी कर रहे हैं, और एजेंसी में, ओवरसीज में भी कर रहे हैं। ऐसा कोई पर्टिकुलर वन सेगमेंट ग्रो हो जाएगा तो हम लोग बढ़ जाएंगे, ऐसा नहीं है। ये पूरा एक मिक्स ऑफ एवरीथिंग है, मिली जुली सरकार है।
अगर आप इस क्वार्टर में जो रेवेन्यू मिक्स अगर दे सकते हो तो बहुत अच्छा होगा। इस क्वार्टर का रेवेन्यू मिक्स क्या था
प्रवीण?
रेवेन्यू जो है ओशन ट्रेड वी हैव डन 70%, एनयूएसएस 4.6%, सरफेस एंड रेल ट्रेड वी हैव डन 3.51%, एयर फ्रेट 21% एंड पीएच ग्रीन 0.4%।
सर कैन यू रिपीट वन मोर टाइम?
It's ocean freight is 70%.
Yes.
Okay. And NUSC is 4.6%. Surface and rail freight 3.5%.
Yes.
Air freight 21%. And CHA business 0.4%.
Got it. Thank you, sir. Best of luck.
Okay. Well.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Harshit Pandey from Blue Star Capital. Please go ahead.
Am I audible, sir?
Yes, please.
First of all, congratulations for good set of numbers. I want to understand, as in Q1, only we have done 200 CR, okay, and a full year guidance is of 800 CR. So, can we expect that we will beat our guidance for this year?
Look, our first target or the means top priority is to continuing what we are doing from last year. So already quarter four, already we announced that we are looking to continue the same moment. We have given more than 90% growth last year. So we are looking ahead for the same growth this year also.
Okay, sir. I was just trying to understand that. Can we achieve our guidance? Like what
if
given, or we should expect 800?
Look, there is still around 8.5 months to go. So we are expecting that we can easily get to the target. But whether we'll cross it or a little bit fall behind, maybe we'll not fall behind. But whether we can cross it, we are not sure yet. It all depends on the business geography, the market condition, and of course, international conditions.
Got it, sir. Got it. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Abhi Jain from AJ Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning. Hope I'm audible.
Hi, good morning. Yes.
First of all, sir, I'm new to the company. So congratulations on the great set of numbers. The growth is phenomenal.
Thank you.
Sir, I just had some hygiene questions because this is my first call and analyzing. As you said that, you know, those 1700 odd isotankers are leased, and I hope I heard that right, because if I look at the asset side on the balance sheet, the gross block seems to be about 40 odd crores. But where do these assets sit, sir, if not in the gross block? Because as per Ind AS, you know, they are supposed to be classified into right-of-use assets. So I don't see the categorization. So could you help me understand where these ISO bankers and other assets?
Yeah, look.
I'll answer this question, sir. We have not looked for the Indus score. Okay. So we are SME registered in NSE. One first thing. Second thing, that the leased assets is the purchases on the purchases basis. So it's all in work in progress.
It is in work in progress. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. The figure of work in progress is capital work in progress, you're saying?
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
The 6.5 crores figure.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So secondly, I wanted to understand that, you know, now in this quarter, a large part of your revenue is now coming from ocean freight and air freight, right? Air freight has now become 20%. But as I understand the business, and I might be wrong, but you can correct me, air freight is more of an, you know, you don't own the assets. It's more an outsourcing kind of a model, which probably will put pressure on your margins, right? Your bargaining power would be a bit lesser. Is that one of the reasons that, you know, year-on-year, if I see your operating margin has declined a bit, can you just help me understand what is the steady state operating margin that we can expect from the business? Because from last year to this year, I'm seeing the revenue mix has shifted considerably. So can you help me understand that?
First of all, the growth in AR business, it doesn't mean that, though it is outsourced most because we don't have the airlines ourselves, so most of the things are outsourced only. But depending on the volume what we are handling, we always can renegotiate with the airlines. And we have been doing regularly the renegotiation part. So we are getting very healthy margin from the air freight also. It is at par, almost at par with the ocean and other cargo, other businesses. So there is no pressure of air cargo business on the other businesses. In fact, it is helping us to grow overall. And regarding the working capital, Praveen can reply to you.
Yeah, can you repeat your question, sir?
I just wanted to understand, sir, that on the margin front, so if I see June 25, our operating margin was close to about 13%. This year, it's with 11.5%. So I'm saying that, is it because the revenue mix is changing? Our air freight has gone up to 21% of revenue, which is an outsourcing model because of which there is a margin pressure or margin, operating margin?
Yeah. Yeah, this is because of the expansions we are having right now. We are expanding, already we have expanded all over India. Now we are planning to expand in internationally. So because of the starting of the new branches, we cannot expect business from all the branches immediately. It takes time. So we are in the building phase. That is why it is little bit up and down, but it will be adjusted. It will be taken care of in future because the new branches, new expansion, what we have already done, they will, few of the branches already started performing and the recently started branches we are expecting to perform within a month or two. So going forward, it will be a level. It should not be a difference in future.
Perfect, sir. So just a couple of more questions. One is this intangible figure that I'm seeing in the balance sheet of 26. Can you help me understand what is this 5.8 crores of intangibles that you have in the balance sheet?
Yeah. See, so we are a new company and we have set up our in-house software for the entire integrated services we are providing in different segments. So we need a very secured and very perfect software to handle the business. So we have invested in the software. There is an intangible asset for us. That's a big investment for the software.
Okay. Final question, sir. The 140 odd crores of mass receivables that you had, how much of that you have recovered till date? Is all of it almost, due or is some part of it is pending?
Yeah. Almost it is recovered. We give credit up to 90 to 100 days. So it is almost recovered.
Perfect, sir. Congratulations, sir. As again, we knew, so that's why my questions were a bit detailed. As we go along, I'm sure I'll get a better hang of things. So congratulations and hope you keep delivering. Thank you.
Thank you.
We take the next question from the line of Khosh from Nikunj Stockbrokers Limited. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hi. Good morning, sir. And thank you for the opportunity. So my question was on the liquidity side. By the end of FY26, we had around trade receivables of 141 or around 140 crores. So I wanted to know about our current scenario on trade receivables and what is the current liquidity scenario of our company.
Yeah, our current trade receivable is around 220 crore.
Okay, and sir, our liquidity? Because at the pace we are expanding at, I think will we need more funds to grow at the same pace, or how is the current scenario?
Yeah, Praveen can explain you that.
Yeah. We need more funds to grow. We are actually in a growing stage. To be obviously, we need more funds. We are looking for another 100 crores to raise for the next financial year.
So how we are planning to manage our funds? Because I think last year itself, our borrowings has gone from 37 crores to 108 crores. So are we looking at the raising more debt, or are we planning to raise funds from equity?
Not from the equity. We are raising funds from borrowing from the bank for the business.
And then what is our average interest cost?
It is 8.5%.
8.5%. Okay. Yeah. And can you please explain me our trade receivable cycle? What is the average outstanding days of trade receivables?
It is 90 days, up to 90 days.
So we get our 100% payment within 90 days?
Correct, correct. Yes.
Okay. And how much cash we have right now in our bank or any cash and cash equivalent?
It may be around 10, 15 crores approximately.
10 or 15? So
15.
Or,
yeah.
15.
So it's variable, so, right? Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It was 16 crores by the end of March 26, and right now it's 15 crores.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Vaibhav Loya from CFM. Please go ahead. Vaibhav, please unmute your line and proceed with your question. Since there is no response, we'll move ahead. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one. We take the next question from the line of Amol, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, hello. Good morning, sir.
Yeah, good morning.
Since you guys are expanding so aggressively, what are the key challenges that you guys see that may prohibit?
Amol, I do apologize to interrupt you, but your audio is not clear. Could you please use your handset?
Is it better?
This is a bit better. Please go ahead.
Yeah. I wanted to know what are the key challenges that may come in the path of this aggressive expansion.
As a part of expansion, I believe every company faces the challenge of generation of business, sustainability of business, and working to stabilize the business. These three are the most important part, and of course we also face the same situation. We have to identify, we have to stabilize the business that we are planning during the expansion or during the new branches that we are developing. And of course, along with the business, the capex also has to be streamlined.
Any external factors that you see that can disrupt this?
No, apart from normal, we don't see any external factors. Only competition is there, nothing else. We have to work out the business and take care of the competition, how we perform against it.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Khush from Nikon Stockbrokers Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah. So my follow-up question is, what is the target on the debt side? So by the end of FY27, by how much percentage or what can be the debt it would be on our books?
At present we are having 106 crores debt as on March and planning for another 100 crores in the current financial year for the growth. We are in a growing stage, so debt will be there. Maybe from 100 up to 200 crores, the debt will be there in the books for the FY27.
So please correct me if I'm wrong. Our borrowings might jump almost 100% from FY26, right? So from 108 to 200 crores.
Right.
Yeah. So is it going to be mostly long-term borrowings or short-term?
Long-term borrowings.
And the average interest cost is going to be around 8.5 only?
8.5%.
So do we have these loan facilities we will get these loan facilities from our existing banks, or do we need to take new loans
from the existing bank as well as the new from other banks as well? We are planning it.
Okay. And as of today, whatever facilities we have received from our bank, so it is are they totally utilized 100% or do we have some scope there?
Yeah, we have not utilized 100%. As a business, we have to park our funds, means we have to keep the funds for the business. So it's 90% utilized, 10% is about to utilize, I mean, it is pending to utilize.
Okay. And on the trade receivable side, so do we get any advance or any payment which we get before 90 days or the full payment we receive only after 90 days?
Full payment, we get full payment on the due date. Suppose if we give credit to 70, customer 70 for 60 days or 90 days or 120 days, we get it on the due date.
Due date only.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Oh, okay. And are we planning or thinking of bringing it down?
Yeah, yeah, definitely. In the future, in a couple of years, the debt will come down.
The one thing I can make out of this is because our debt is going to be increased by 100%, so our margins may take a dip in FY27.
As our MD said, that we have opened a new branches and new segments, and also we are planning to open in international level. So obviously that the new branches will give us business and give profits, and that will cover the interest expenses in the future.
But look, we did last year 386 year. We are looking to continue the same momentum. So going by the same momentum, the business will be doubled this year. So if you see against the debt, the business is also doubled. So because it's a capex based business, our business model is based out of capex only. So as the debt grows, the business also grows. And the margin also remains stable because of that. We are not expecting any dip in overall margin in this year. It will be almost same or maybe little bit better also compared to last year.
Okay, got it, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We take the next question from the line of Rishi Maheshwari from Aksa Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for taking my question and congratulations on a very good number. My question, I've understood the economics of the business. My question was to actually understand the business more. So on Project Cargo, it's great. What is the average contract size?
Rishi, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but your audio is not clear. Could you please come in a network range?
Sure. Am I clearer now? Is it audible?
This is better. Please go ahead.
Okay, I wish to understand on the Project Cargo, is it possible if you can explain the average contract size and the duration of the contract and which end user is it currently catering to, which region are you more prominent in? Would you be able to give a little color on that?
Yes, currently we are handling few Project Cargo, like for HSI Limited we are handling on Project Cargo. We are doing from China, from Germany, from Italy, and from France, and we are expecting it to start from Thailand and Vietnam also very soon.
And so what is the average contract size of this?
This HSIL contract is around 15 years.
And usually what is the duration of this contract?
It's a duration of 2 to 3 months.
I see. So on an average in a year, you would be able to do 60 CR out of the same client. Is that how I should think about it?
Yes, if they have the business running for the 1 year, then yes. But we are expecting it to complete within 6 months. So it will be roughly 30 CR.
Okay. So then in NVOCC business, the non-vessel operating common carrier, if you can explain what has driven this growth and what would be the future strategy?
Look, we just entered into this NVOCC segment last year. So we are taking very baby steps into this NVOCC business. But yes, this year we are planning to expand the capacity of the tanks and dry boxes. So mostly by next year, we'll be talking about this in good numbers.
So what has suddenly triggered this growth? I understand you've taken last year only, so the base would be extremely small to compare. But what has really triggered the kind of growth? Was this an established industry for a very long time and you have got into it very recently, or something else that is from a regulatory perspective or from a business perspective has grown over here?
NVOCC is a long-lasting, long-existing business. It's not a new. The ships are there, the containers are there, the business has been running from many, many years. We are the new entrants in this field. So what you are seeing is a very, 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 very small negligible part what we are doing in NVOCC currently. But going forward, our target is to grow into this segment.
And the containers over here is under lease. Is that right?
It is under lease purchase.
What would be the lease agreements over here and the cash outflow per container?
Look, we are taking on lease purchase basis. That means that we are taking the containers on EMI basis. It's a EMI of 7 years. So once the 7 year is completed, the container completely becomes our asset. So we are not putting any block amounts into it. It's just like a home loan EMI, or it's like that. So whatever business is generated out of the business, out of that NBOCC segment, a part is going towards the EMI part or lease purchase part.
The entire amount of the lease will be passed to the P&L, or will there be some capitalization of this amount as well?
The cost will be passed on to P&L, and the margins that we are earning, it will be coming into the entire earning list.
All right. Thank you so much. All the best, sir.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Darshil Jhaveri from Crown Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thank you, Mr. for letting me ask a new question. Sir, just wanted to know one thing, like this year though we are very short of 90% growth, sir. But sir, going forward, can we contain this momentum, like continue this momentum next 3 years? Sir, kya vision hai, sir?
Just the previous question was about the NVOCC. So what I told that we are taking very baby steps in the NVOCC segment, and we are expecting to grow into it in the coming years. So like you are seeing the jump in the air business and ocean business, the volumes, the ocean and air volumes will keep on rising year to year. And we are expecting NBOCC to be taking a significant part in this journey in the coming years. So definitely our growth will be continued in the future, and it will be NBOCC will play a major role in that growth.
Okay, so sir, मतलब next 3 years, 2 years के लिए अपना momentum continue. मैं exact number नहीं पूछ रहा हूँ, बट जो growth momentum हम लोग कर रहे हैं, वो continue होते रहेगा, right sir?
देखिए, growth तो continue होता रहेगा, but at what pace we can for the next 2-3 years we can exactly tell you by March 2027.
Okay, fair enough. And sir, just last question sir, हम लोग debt इतना बड़ा लेने वाले हैं तो हम लोग का जब ब्रांचेस फॉरेन में खुल रहा है तो कुछ फॉरेन डेट चीपर नहीं पड़ेगा अपने को, बिकॉज अराउंड 8-8.5% वी आर गिविंग, सो जस्ट हैव वी एक्सप्लोर्ड फॉरेन डेट राइट नाउ और नो?
राइट नाउ वी हैव नॉट एक्सप्लोर्ड इट करेंटली. व्हाट एवर द ग्रोथ, व्हाट एवर द डेट और कैपेक्स वी आर टेकिंग, दैट इज फॉर द मेजोरिटी इज एक्सपेंशन ऑफ बिजनेस विद इन इंडिया व्हाट वी आर डूइंग राइट नाउ, एंड वी आर ट्राइंग टू ग्रो इन टू द एनबीओसीसी पार्ट. But regarding the international offices, it will, when we will start turning business, that time we will see the flow of what is needed. And accordingly, we will try to adjust from foreign funding or whatever is required at that time.
Okay, okay. Thank you so much. And that's it from us. All the best.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to Mr. Lalit Panda for his closing comments.
Thank you all for joining us on today's earning call. We hope we have been able to address your questions and provide clarity on our operational and financial performance. Should you have any further queries or wish to know more about Blue Water Logistics, please feel free to reach out to our investor relationship partners
as at ex-B4 advisory. We appreciate your continued interest and support. Thank you once again and take care.
Thank you, sir. On behalf of Blue Water Logistics Limited, that concludes this conference call. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.